Chapter 9, Training Examples, Striking Out. As my wife was counseling a young mother, I watched a most amazing scene unfold. A 2-year-old boy, upon failing to get his mother's attention, picked up a plastic toy wrench and began to pound his mother's arm. Occasionally, he would reach up and poke her in the face. This was not newly learned behavior. We had previously observed him follow in the footsteps of Cain as he perpetrated acts of violence on his little brother. On a previous day, my wife observed him slamming a tricycle wheel down on his mother's foot. She would cry out, "Johnny," the name has been changed to protect the guilty mother, "that hurts mother." And in a whining voice, she added, "Don't hurt your mother." Wham! Down goes the tricycle wheel on her foot again. "Stop it. That hurts." Let me tell you what hurts. It hurts to see a mother abuse her own child by doing nothing while her responses are making a criminal out of little Johnny. Well, fortunately, on this occasion, it would turn out differently. As the talk continued, little Johnny got tired of assaulting his mother and turned on my wife. She was not his mother and was not trained to take his abuse, so without looking at him, and while the conversation continued unabated, Deb picked up a matching toy wrench and held it casually. She was preparing to teach the mother and the son a lesson. When little Johnny struck my wife again, without interrupting the conversation and showing no anger or agitation, she returned the blow with more than matching force. Such surprise! What is this that little Johnny feels coming from his arm? Pain. And somehow it is associated with the striking of this toy. Again, Johnny strikes. Again, swift reprisal. Training is now in session. Johnny is very tough, so although he didn't cry, he pulled back his pained arm and examined it carefully. You could see the little mental computer working, as if to test his new theory. Again, but with less force, he struck once more. The immediately returned blow was not diminished in strength. This time, I thought surely he would cry. No. After looking at his mother as if to say, "What is this new thing?" he again, and with even less force, struck my wife on the arm. I was thinking, she will lighten up this time and match his diminished intensity. Again, as if disinterested, my wife forcefully returned the blow. Now, you may wonder what the mother was doing during this teaching exchange. Believe it or not, the two women continued to talk. My wife, as if all was normal, and the mother with a facial expression divided between wonder and mild alarm. Johnny, tough enough for special forces training, made one of those pained, crying faces, but covered it by a quick, forced smile. To my amazement, with about 1/4 the original force, he again struck my wife. Again, she returned the full force blow. I was hoping that Johnny was getting close to learning his lesson. The conversation had about died in anticipation of the outcome. Johnny must have had a Viking lineage, for he continued to trade blows at least 10 more times. On Johnny's part, the blows got lighter and lighter until after a short, contemplative delay, he gave a little tap that was returned with a swift, strong blow. He let the toy wrench lie limp in his hand while he studied my wife's face. I think he was puzzled by her relaxed, non-threatening expression. He was accustomed to being argued with and threatened. He had been trained to expect a growing level of antagonism preceding any actual confrontation. My wife never even spoke to him, hardly looked at him, and gave a friendly smile when she did. Well, Johnny was a lot smarter than the cat that learned to keep his tail out from under the rocker. He turned away from my wife, shrugged his shoulders, bounced his legs, smiled, examined his arm, and looked at the wrench still in his hand. I could see an idea come into his experimental little head. He turned to his mother and forcefully pounded her on the arm. As she rubbed her arm and cried, "Johnny, that hurt!" my wife handed her another toy wrench. The next time Johnny struck, the young mother courageously returned the blow. It only took 2 or 3 times to learn his lesson for good, and the mother was also being taught. If she remained consistent, Johnny would be forever broken of his tendency to be a bully. Please understand that the mother's use of the toy wrench was not a substitute for the rod. This was not discipline, but training. The child was cheerfully striking with the toy, a behavior he had obviously practiced often at home. Though frustrated, he was not angry or mean. Had that been the case, his medicine would have been the rod. The return blows were teaching him that what he was doing was painful and undesirable. He was also being taught that there were others who could give it out better than he. Meeting a bigger bully cures most little bullies. Children can learn not to pick up wasps by picking up only one. Most people would find it hard to believe that this encounter actually endeared my wife to little Johnny. He seems to love her dearly and demands to be picked up when she is near. Children are comfortable around someone who has control of their own emotions and with whom they know their limitations. Since this experience and with further counseling, the mother and the child are showing great improvement. Little foxes spoil the vines. We just returned from having supper with some good neighbors. They are a fine young couple who are just beginning their family. They are kind parents, concerned to rear their children properly. They would never be guilty of abuse or neglect. Their children are their priority. But as we sat talking, I was once again reminded that it is often the little insignificant things that determine a child's character. Their little 3-year-old boy was between us, playing with a small rubber bathtub goat. He apparently discovered there was some water in it, so he held it over the table and began to squeeze. To the delight of everyone, and especially the boy, the goat began to relieve itself on the table. After a good laugh, the mother went to the kitchen for a towel. When she attempted to wipe the table, the little fellow said, "No!" and tried to prevent her from removing his water puddle. She easily brushed him aside and wiped the puddle away. He gasped an angry and frustrated protest, threw himself onto the couch, and cried. The cry was not loud and did not last 5 seconds before he jerked around with protruded lip to see what other entertainment was available. It was all over in 10 seconds.